The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker. I am here with my co-host, husband, fellow realtor, drone pilot, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Wonderful.
We're with Lori Ligorio. She is co-owner of Caring Transitions, and she co-owns Caring Transitions with her husband, Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Mike is not with us today. You are the spokesperson for Caring Transitions.
Yes, I am.
We are looking forward to a wonderful show with you. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been selling, listing, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live Webcam tab. We have a webcam on the roof of the building so you can see what's going on at the corners. We get hundreds of hits a day from all over the world. I don't understand it, but it's very popular.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com. JRUDDY.com. Okay, Lori Ligorio, co-owner of Caring Transitions. Would you tell me what Caring Transitions is, please?
Yes. So my husband and I brought Caring Transitions of Scranton here. We are a 200 location offices nationwide, and we are a nation's largest provider of relocation, a downsizing, estate sale, online auction, and a property liquidation management.
Where do you go? What communities do you serve, please?
Yeah, so our offices serve Lackawanna, Luzerne, and Wayne County. We do have another location up towards the Poconos. However, we can go anywhere that anyone needs our services.
Okay, so in a nutshell, what do you do?
What do we do? Okay. So what our services are is when anyone who's in the midst of relocation, it's time for a change of the home, it's time to either downsize, upsize, right size. Our clients call us, and we have a multitude of services that would help kind of project management, the end-to-end project. So we would come in, we'd understand where are they moving. Do they know where they're going at this point? If they don't know, we work with all of our local resources and our business partners to help them, realtors, to get that next place. At that point, maybe it's a new home, maybe it's an apartment, maybe it's an assisted living, maybe it's a retirement community. Typically, it is a senior market. However, we do any type of relocation. What we would then do is coordinate to get them that next place. And then we would return to the home, help them understand what they want to take with them. Because often you're downsizing from a 3,000 square foot to maybe 1,000. And what we do is we go in and we do space management. And that space management would help them to understand, what do I need to take? What do I want to take? And will it fit? So we've got a platform and a tool where we measure everything. We make sure it fits in the new space, and then we help them to coordinate that move management. Maybe it's to Arizona, maybe it's just to our local market. And with that, we help coordinate that move management. The client would then, we would do packing. So we would pack their smalls, if you will. We'd pack everything, coordinate it, and then once we get that move into the new environment, then we've got teams that will come in and open it up, right? So open up the packages, put the dishes in, put the sheets on the bed, put the pictures, you know, up, where our clients are, minimize stress, so they're out doing what they need to do, and then we come in and do that. Once we get them settled into their new space, we return back to the home. And once we return back to the home, we help them what we call get it realtor ready, realtor or rental ready. And what that might mean is everything that they didn't take, the lifelong possessions, we help them go through that. And it might be a sort and organize and donate. So we might obtain the client's personal documentation and put that aside and deliver it to the family. Maybe that's deliver it locally. Maybe that's ship it, where the family can then on their own time go through those personal documents. And then we help them to sell what's remaining if they've got items and a quantity that's sellable in today's market. And that might be through estate sales.
I was just going to ask, So how do you sell them? Through estate sales and online sales?
Yeah. So what we're finding is that in our region, there's so many options for selling and liquidation. It's not just a one-cut estate sale. So we would go in, a free estimate, takes about 1 hour, and I'd walk around and understand, do they have enough content that's sellable in today's market to be worth the value to them? So it's not a huge cost. And if they truly have some, but not enough, then I often recommend, let's do a private buy. Okay, so I have a trusted network of private buyers who are likely resellers who are going to come in and buy. So we help to get them money to offset the cost. Now, if they've got that quantity and sellability of articles, then we would recommend an estate sale. It's in their best benefit. And we conduct an estate sale, professional estate sale. We advertise in all different venues, and we conduct that in usually a weekend, a 1 or 2 day sale. We also are about to launch our online platform, which is CT Online Auctions. And that is something that gets nationwide exposure, if you will, of their items. And then we ship nationwide, and it's a bidding, if you will, a bidding auction.
So you're very busy.
Yes.
So, I think of our senior population here, and there's probably a lot of elderly people that could take advantage of your services. However, we do have a lot of people that are young families that may move across the country. So you provide services to all types of people, and mm-hmm. people that are just moving locally from one city to another here in our region,
yes,
that can benefit from your services as well.
Absolutely. So when we think about what we call the sandwich generation, which is those who are still managing their family, the children are with the activities and everything that's going on, but yet they have the aging parents. So that helps us to dive in and help those families minimize the stress. So we kind of take that project on. It's estimated that 43% of family members have to take time off as caregivers. And with that, the loss of productivity in large companies is great. So that's somewhere we can get in there and help our community and help our sandwich generation minimize that, so they can put their time and experiences with their children.
Now, do you offer services for just somebody that wants to declutter?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Not necessarily moving, but wants to minimize their belongings and their property, and realizes they do have to go through things, and they want to go through things, but they don't need them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of the things we're seeing, a trend, if you will, and I see it locally, I can't say I have data to back it up, but is that right sizing in home. So that aging in place theory. And with that, we have had many clients who say, you know what, I'm at a point where I need that. I need to declutter. The children are gone. I need to declutter, but they don't even know where to start. So we walk in and we are that agent of, getting them to get rid and give up, if you will, and move on to that next stage of their life. And also for safety issues. We've had clients who had an injury and they had two floors where we've gone in and we helped them to reestablish a space to live on that one floor safely. So kind of that universal design theory, as well as aging in place.
So you help them purge, because sometimes, you're right, physically and mentally, they don't, they're not capable of taking that task on. Mm-hmm. And so they're limited there. So it's nice to have that objective viewpoint. And then from a space perspective, how to make things work.
Yes.
Okay.
Everything you just went through, we went in my life, my father passed away about 2 years ago, and he was the one who kept the house all together and everything. And he went to the hospital. He passed away, And now my mom is left living in this big house. And what we did was we put her, she wanted to go. We didn't put her anywhere. She wanted to go. She went to assisted living. So now we have this big house and we have all of this stuff. So, I mean, it's working out okay. But I mean, that would have been perfect to pick up the phone and give you a call. And you could have helped us out with that.
Yeah. And speaking from personal experience,
tell me how you got started, because you have a story.
I do.
All right, tell us your story.
I worked with Bank of America for 20 years. I had a wonderful career. There was downsizing within that industry, and my role and my team was impacted. It couldn't have happened at a more perfect time, if you will. It was a chance to sit back and say, okay, what's the next phase of life? And with that, there was a close family member who was experiencing some aging and also changing of their neighborhood, if you will. It was just a normal change, as far as growth, and it wasn't the old neighborhood she was familiar with. So with that, we ran into some issues of where we had to jump in and say, okay, what's the best place? Is this the safest place for her to continue to live? And with that, we identified some health issues, and I had the time to do it. And with that, it was about a year of my life and my family's life, support of the family, where we moved into assisted living, and then we were left to deal with the property, similar to what you were just talking about. And when I sat back after that year and realized the stress, the time, and fragmented support structures in our environment, it really hit home. And then ultimately, I just sat down and said, what do I need to do every day to help people in our area, help them with what I just went through? And I actually came across Caring Transitions. It was like it came out and hit me in the face. And it was a perfect solution. It was something I saw with data and statistics of our market, and that would just only benefit us and grow a great business and give to our community.
So how long have you been doing this, please?
About a year and 8 months.
Okay. And so you're getting your name out there, and you went with a nationwide franchise called Caring Transition, and it has an established reputation.
Yeah, over 10 years in business.
Okay. And so it's trusted and qualified.
Absolutely. One of the biggest things that I feel is that we do operate in an industry that is fraught with scam artists and ever shifting marketplace. Our clients are vulnerable to fraud. And one of the things about our standards is that our officers are required to attend training programs. We complete on-site training in various locations around the country. We also attend monthly webinars, seminars, and we have the CRTS, which is Certified Relocation Transition Specialist. It's a certification in the industry that has been recognized since 2004. What that means is we're advocate for our seniors. We're also understanding of the boundaries from a family perspective. And we're licensed, bonded, insured, and all of our employees are background checked. And I think that's super important in today's unregulated industry.
Well, that sounds good to me. You're trained, you have certifications, you have insurance requirements, and you do background screening. So that's important, like you mentioned, because you're going into people's personal space and their homes, and we need to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you provide solutions to people that want to downsize, right size, move, long moves cross country or locally, and you are you aligned with an industry leader.
Mm-hmm.
You have a very flexible service menu, so you'll work with a person's needs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The way I often say is our services are almost a la carte. You may not need every component of it, so you may just need a piece of it, and we do find that happens. There's clients who need the full beginning to end, just take it and run beginning to end. And there's some clients that just need, maybe it's just the estate sale. Maybe they just need the packing. Maybe they just need the packing and the move management. So it's great to know that we can come in and customize that program and the plan for that client.
So you tailor it to meet people's needs regardless of their situation, their budget, or their timetable. Let's talk about budget. Because everybody's on a budget.
Wait, wait. We don't like the word budget. What do we call it?
Oh, right.
We don't like the word. What is it?
Spending plan.
That's right. Okay. We don't like a budget. A budget is like going on a diet.
Right.
Nobody wants to do it.
Yes.
No, we have a spending.
It's a bad, bad word.
Spending plan.
Reminds me to tell you about diet.
No diet. Diet's a dirty word. Don't say that.
Okay. So tell me about the cost, because I'm sure anybody tuning in here would want to know. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you do a lot, and you're going to get paid for it. So what do we, in a general way, because I know that, you know,
everyone's different.
Right? Yes. No, and thank you for addressing that, because that is a huge, if you say worry, but it's a huge
concern. Absolutely.
Concern of clients going into it. So the way I explain this is that each client, like we just said, is individual. And what drives that individuality is, you know, number one, square footage. How big of a project are we looking at? Are we looking at 800 feet? Are we looking at 4,000? You know, that's number one. Number two is what we kind of call density. Are we talking high, medium, or low? Low is probably the office. We're sitting here with a few chairs, maybe a few pieces of equipment. So that's low density.
Do they have a lot of stuff?
Yes.
Content.
Yes. I don't want to say the word,
stuff.
But yes. And we all tend to have those rooms, right? So that helps to drive, and then that helps us to drive certain components of it. So for example, you know, that, let me actually back up. One of the things I love about the franchise, because people say, Lori, why'd you get involved in franchise? Can't you just go out and do this on your own? Well, the great news is we've got 10 years of data and algorithms that can tell us how long that size, square footage, and that density is going to take my staff to complete. So it helps to say to a client, here's your project. This is what we estimate that it's going to take our time to complete. And then it's a potentially per hour charge and or percent of sales. So that helps us to help the client. Now, the other thing is that we're leveraging the contents of their goods to help sell them in today's market, which oftentimes helps to offset the cost. So some people will say to me, you know, Lori, they don't have the means to go with your services. That's not always the case. They may have goods that I can leverage that they no longer want that we can go out and sell in today's market to help offset that cost. So you don't have to, you know, have the means to be able to use our services.
Great stuff. Lori Ligorio, co-owner of Caring Transitions. She co-owns with her husband, Mike. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
Yes. So you can call us direct at 570-280-2516. And or you can reach out to us at caringtransitionsscranton.com. And you can also like us on Facebook.
Thank you, Lori. Pat, before we go to a break, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, I would. We have a 5-bedroom, 2-bath Victorian-style home at 829 Columbia Street in the heart of Greenridge for $99,000. It has updated electrical, a large 2-car garage, a covered front porch, updated baths. It's got giant room sizes. It's got a sunroom, 2 kitchens, and lots more. That's a 5-bedroom, 2-bath home with a 2-car garage at 829 Columbia Street in Scranton for $99,000. And that's listed by Christy Shannon of our office.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents. They're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate that will help you rock that change. call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning again.
Hello again.
How are you?
I'm great. We have with us today Lori Ligorio, co-owner of Caring Transitions. She co-owns Caring Transitions with her husband, Mike. How does that work out?
Quite fun.
Do you have as much fun as Pat and I have?
I think we do.
Okay.
You know, when I used to work in New York, I could go away, get away for like a day or two. You know what I mean? And then I get a phone call. Oh, I miss you, honey. Now it's like, don't you have to go somewhere?
I like when he gets out for golf. Yeah.
Gives you some space,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You are the co-owner of Caring Transitions. What is Caring Transitions, please?
Sure. So Caring Transitions is a nation franchise with over 200 locations nationwide. We are the largest provider of relocation services, estate sales, and online auctions. As the biggest and best, we take the responsibility of our baby boomer clients and their aging parents quite seriously.
All right. So you offer services to those making a move that want to downsize, have busy lives, are overwhelmed by the possibility of getting rid of items, and they want to resize, maybe stay in the home, resize and purge personal belongings, or they are going across country or from just a local city to another local city, or they're moving into assisted living or a nursing home. So you take on all these different types of projects.
We do, and that does tend to be our market. However, I will say we are a full relocation management company, so we often can do executive relocation. We can do, you know, relocation coast to coast. It just does tend to be our local market has kind of more of an aging population looking for these type of services, but there's nothing we can't do. We will also downsize businesses. So we can do that as well. We've got the staff, the capabilities to execute on that type of project as well.
All right. Let me ask you a question. How about if you have a property that has multiple garages that are a bloody mess, an abomination. Can you go in and straighten that out and downsize and resize those?
Yes, we can. We can work with our trusted partners as well as our staff. We can handle that.
And cars. Can you get rid of cars?
Yes, I can.
With people that have too many.
Never have too many. It's
do
like
you
shoes.
Know somebody?
It's like shoes. You can never have too many cars. You know that? Another thing I wanted to know, we had a demolition guy on a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him a question. I says, has anybody, a neighbor, ever called you and asked you to knock down the neighbor's house? And he goes, yes. It's funny. We actually have. So I would like to have you go into some people's houses that I know and clean it out when they're not around.
Send
you can't do that, though.
Not without a contract.
No. I'll pay.
I like the money.
So you provide estate sales for contents that they don't want any longer. So you can do, and you're moving in the direction of providing online auctions. You downsize, you declutter, and you offer relocation support.
Yes.
In a nutshell, that's what you do. And so there are 200 locations of Caring Transitions across the country. Mm-hmm. And you partnered with this franchise because of their reputation.
Yes. Reputation, the breadth of the company as far as the dedication of offices, and the experience, and our ability to streamline it. What I like to say to our customers is when the client calls me, I said, just sit back, spend your time with your family. We got this from end to end. We really just keep them abreast of the whole project management and move them along. And I like the fact that we do have the nation, you know, 200 locations. I often get calls that are saying, you know, dad's moving back to the area, right? Or we're moving dad out to Dallas, you know, wherever it might be. And we just take that on with our locations nationwide.
So you have a network of providers of these different tasks. So if you need to go in and manage clutter or do clean outs, mm-hmm. you have a list of people that trusted people that you use in order to get the job done.
Yes, and or our team will do it.
Okay. And so if somebody is looking to sell the home, eventually you'll help with that as well.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things that, you know, getting into this industry, I'm very focused on growing our realtor relationships. It's extremely important. And Jackie, I noticed that you are SRE certified, which is a very important to me. And actually, can you just expand on what SRE certification
is? SRES is the senior residential certification a realtor can have. And I took the course many years ago, realizing that the senior population in our area is high. Mm-hmm. And I often wanted to tailor my specific duties to help meet their needs.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's extremely important to me because our client is typically, you know, at times is of the elder, you know, aging process. And so going back to my goal is to really grow the relationship with realtors because oftentimes our clients who come to us say, okay, it's time for a move. Help us. And we go through the process of all those components. And then the biggest thing we do is we return back to the home once we help them get to that goal. And then it's get it realtor ready. And realtor ready means we liquidate the home, we get it broom swept, and then we turn the keys over to a trusted partner, such as you, a realtor. And then that helps our client meet their goals.
Very good. So it is something that can take some time depending on the task at hand, mm-hmm. but you have the network and the systems in place to help people achieve their ultimate goals.
Yes. One of the interesting things is that it typically takes a family. When family says, okay, we're going to liquidate mom or dad's house, and they've got to travel in, right? So you've got the travel expenses. And then it's the time and the stress on the family. And it typically takes them 8 to 9 months to liquidate that house. We're hiring Caring Transitions of Scranton, we can actually have that job done within 3 weeks.
Yeah, we used to, in the past, we've had auctioneers on the radio, on this show, mm-hmm. and what they used to do, they would come in and they would take what they could sell and they would bring it to the auction house, but they wouldn't take everything. And they would leave. I mean, it would be a part. So if someone was using an auctioneer, that would just be a small part of the puzzle because they're only going to take what's saleable, mm-hmm. and then they're going to leave the rest behind. But you guys take care of the whole ball of wax.
Yeah, we take care of the whole ball of wax. And I will tell you, there are times where I'll pull an auctioneer in because there might be something out of my wheelhouse, you know, where that helps to benefit the solution. But I'm managing it end to end. And when we're done, we're broom swept. That is our goal, is 100% broom swept. And I do find in this unregulated industry, there are a lot who can provide similar services, but they're leaving the client behind with, you know, leftovers from post sale. We're here from end to end to deliver you a clean, broom swept environment.
Lori Ligorio, co-owner with husband Mike of Caring Transitions. How does someone get in touch with you, please, Lori?
Yeah, so you can contact us at 570-280-2516, and or you can reach out to us on caringtransitionsofscranton.com and or like us on Facebook.
Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. If you're thinking about an investment property, check out 1210-1212 Hampton Street in Scranton for only $112,000. This double home, it's a side-by-side, has 4 bedrooms and 1.5 baths in each unit. This building has good net income with tenants paying their own heat and electric. The building is in good condition with a covered front porch and some hardwood floors. That's a double with 4 bedrooms and 1.5 baths on each side for $112,000. And it's located at 1210-1212 Hampton Street in Scranton, and it's listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
The year-to-date Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics for single-family homes. The median sales price is up 10.25% to $129,000. And the market time of these properties is down almost 15%. Days on market is going down to 60
days. What does that mean when the days on market goes down?
That means it's taking shorter time to sell, which is a good sign.
Things are moving.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.